you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
A ripped squirrel with big nuts is on Twitter now. Also, you can enjoy that on Facebook too.
But a tiny wiener.
From what I can tell, yeah. All right. Gary Menke phoned the program, our buddy, the Manker. Him and some friends of his are at the Looney Bin in Wichita on Sunday night,
yeah.
Our buddy John Caparulo is at the Funny Bone in Omaha this weekend. Things are starting to get a little bit back to normal. Please wear a mask, stay safe, and, you know, have a good time.
As you prepare for.
And when it's over, just start banging everybody this summer. You
know? Prepare properly
for
the whoring 20s.
The whoring 20s.
Lots.
Trim up.
Yeah. And lots of licentiousness.
Yeah.
Am I saying that right?
Nice job.
Yes,
so.
Yeah.
A former college track and field coach in Massachusetts now being accused of cyber stalking and wire fraud. You sure we didn't do this?
I don't remember.
No. Former track and field coach worked at several universities. 28-year-old Steve Waith worked as a track and field coach at Northeastern University in Boston from October 2018 to February 2019. It's alleged that during that time he frequently requested to use female athletes' cell phones under the pretense of filming their form at practice and at meets. At times, he was observed scrolling through the phones. Keep in mind, he's a former track and field coach.
Right.
At times, he was observed scrolling through the phones. He allegedly duped female Northeastern University track and field athletes into sending him nude or semi-nude photos of themselves. He contacted the alleged victims through social media accounts, said he had found compromising photos of them online, and then offered to help get the photos removed from the internet. He allegedly asked for additional nude or semi-nude photos that he could purportedly use for reverse image searches. So I can compare it properly, I'm going to need a nude that I know is you to compare it up against these other nudes I see.
How do you fall for that?
It might be you.
Yeah, I don't want to blame the victims.
I'm not either.
But
how do you fall for that?
Don't do that.
Well, keep in mind, he was a coach.
They trusted him.
But
they trusted him.
Oh, so he did it.
He did it to his own people.
Yeah, I'm going to need more naked photos to make sure this is you naked.
Yes.
I've tried that with you, Craig. And, well,
I gave
it
to you.
It works.
Yeah, it works, yeah.
Under the premise of an athlete research or body development study, it's alleged that this guy emailed prospective victims using the personas of Katie Janovich or Catherine Svoboda.
Oh, no, no. So he emailed them as somebody else.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yes.
Sometimes. Not always.
Okay.
Sometimes. Because he would also, keep in mind, he would also take the girls' phones from them and record them doing their thing so they could look at it later. And during that time, he was also scrolling through phones. The emails described a phony study for athletes and requested information relating to height, weight, and diet habits. The emails also included a request for the victims to send photos of themselves in a uniform or a bathing suit to show as much skin as possible and suggested the photos would not be shared or saved. The emails often included attachments of sample nude and semi-nude images of the woman Katie, who said, you know, they said that I'm the author of this email.
Wow, this is a long way to go.
Yeah.
Investigators have identified more than 10 victims of this body development study scheme. Over 300 related nude and semi-nude images of victims of the scheme in his email accounts. He has worked as a track and field coach at Penn State, Illinois Institute of Technology, University of Tennessee, and Concordia University, Chicago.
I suppose you have to do that, though, because the direct approach, which we usually try, and just say, hey, you hot chicks, send us some nudes.
But you know what? We had some sent to us yesterday from a Wichita woman. They're nice. Thank you, by the way.
Very much.
Yeah, she just sent them to us. Craig, go through Puss's phone there. You got it.
Naked dude. Naked dude. Naked dude.
There you go. Okay, give it back to him now.
You, Todd, Nick.
Nick's dad.
You're right. On occasion. We'll get something dropped in the inbox.
At least we're being we're upstanding about it.
Right.
The word upstanding is great.
Unsolicited.
Please send us your nude photos. We will look at them and enjoy them is open.
But
be 18.
When we actually solicit them, we get no results.
No. We get them randomly sent once in a while.
There's something about saying send us nude photos. It apparently sounds creepy.
Apparently so.
But it's on the up and up.
Quote unquote.
Right.
We're not tricking anybody.
We're not sending out a fake survey.
Right. We're not going to splatter it all over the social media.
No, we might slather all over.
Yeah, there's some splattering.
Right. There will be just a few guys that get to see that.
Right.
Naked dude. Naked dude. Naked dude.
He's still going through the phone.
If in the email, he's like, do you find your track and field coach attractive?
Well,
it seems like it might be him.
Wasn't coaching a bunch of dudes who had their wieners cut off.
Yeah.
Here's the creepy part about that guy, besides the obvious. He's 28. I mean, it's not like he can't hit on an 18-year-old girl. So 28, he's fair. I mean, they're fair game. College girls are fair game when you're 28. He's not that old.
Who hits on girls 10 years younger than that?
I don't know.
Yeah, but aren't you breaking the rules if you're the coach?
He might not be the coach of certainly some of these girls. Of course, you can't do that.
Hit on the rowing team or something.
Right.
He's just like a creepy bastard.
Yeah, he is. I need to see a naked photo to see if the one I got is you. And then I'll erase all of them. I still don't. I'm not blaming the victim, but I think that's, you don't fall for that, ladies. That is dumb. How many people have naked? How many women? I'll take this call. If you're of age, obviously. Do you have a bunch of naked photos of you on your phone?
See, that's the thing. When Craig brings up these stories, it seems like apparently that's just normal.
Apparently it is.
It
does sound normal to me, too.
What I have heard is that it is good for you to have some nudes ready to send.
Just handy.
Yeah, just handy, ready to send.
Well,
oh, you want one? There you go. Here's the one I choose to
this
give
is
you.
This my go-to nude.
Yeah.
Yeah, or there's several that haven't been sent yet.
Yeah, good lighting, good angles, all of it. I'm sure they're ready.
I get.
People are more comfortable with this than they used to be.
Yeah, apparently.
Okay, do you guys have any naked pictures of yourself on your phone?
Yep, no. I got a whole dong folder.
would you like some? That's the old joke.
Naked dude, naked dude, naked dude.
All right.
Yeah, but see, the problem is you also open yourself up to
this.
It ends up in the cloud, and somebody hacks into it. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
but more importantly, you're right, Puss. It seems like with these stories are a lot, not just coaches. Guys grab girls' phones for 2 seconds and find a naked photo of them.
Well, that whole stuff with the fappening.
Right.
Those are things where people were, their iCloud accounts were getting hacked into because their photos automatically upload to the cloud.
Not just photos, videos
and
of them
and
sex.
Make themselves susceptible to it.
But I'm not suggesting you stop doing that.
No.
Right. Well, yeah, those are celebrities. I don't think, like, you know, Jenny from HR, there aren't, like, hackers just finding her phone.
That's true, too, but... But the naked photo yourself, they're just regular girls. They're regular girls like these.
But if somebody knows Jenny and happen to have her phone number and are inclined to do that, they could pursue
it. Yeah.
I bet you Jenny does have a couple. just in case.
That's just we settled on Jenny, but what the hell? Let's stay on Jenny. I warned my daughter. I said, I said, you're a grown woman now. You're 18, but this is stuff. You know about this stuff, don't you? do not have this stuff, you know?
Yeah, we've had that conversation with our daughter, too. Yeah. Like, if you said something like that, that's not the only person that's going to see
right,
that.
Right, exactly.
I didn't have that conversation with my daughter.
Well, the smartphones weren't around when they were 18.
Perhaps I should have.
They weren't 18. Smartphones weren't around when every daughter was 18. Maybe your youngest daughter was.
Call them up today.
Yeah.
They're all married. You're like, hey.
How you doing? You ain't naked photos. I just remember to tell you this 10 years later.
I mean, I didn't go in depth with it. But
oh, she's 12. Your daughter's 12.
But I had to, I said yeah. something. Yeah, she got a phone here recently. Yeah. I was like, hey, don't ever.
Right.
But you have to.
Right.
We did have this conversation with my oldest son, too. He had a friend once. They were doing...
Right, I told my son that, too.
On the computer, they were just chatting with whoever on a video. Like, I don't even remember what the platform was, but some dude was like, hey, show me your feet. They were like putting their feet up, and they're like, oh, look at that. I'm like, no, hang up. This guy's a dirty creep.
show me your 15-year-old guy feet. Really? That did not stick to the tape.
Oh, damn.
They were like 9 or 10 at that. They were like kids.
Well, that's creepier.
Yeah.
Oh. You say no thank you, father, and hang up on the guy?
Right,
that
would have
done. Yeah. Oh,
see at confession.
Had to bring them in here. I'm sorry. Stop the pedophilia. I'll stop the jokes.
Yeah.
Is that a deal? Let's make a deal on that.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Right. There's an interview with Bill Burr. He's on some morning show.
Yep.
Somewhere, and they were like, don't you think you went a little far with the Catholic Church jokes? And he's like, don't you think the Catholic Church went a little far?
I saw that interview, too. You're right.
They're just like, they've got nothing to say.
Right.
No, they got no defense.
They don't.
Yeah, we're going to be like, hey, those kids are hot.
We've gotten, I hate to ask for it, but, pretty much everybody in the world's complained about this show over 30 years. But that's one thing they don't call about because we're on the right side. Well, I like to yell at the guys about that, but you guys are playing with boys.
Right.
So we're going to let that one go.
Oh, no. We had an old
boss.
Some
Catholic gets some pennies in a wad. Oh, that's right.
We had an old boss who kind of said, and we said, well, you're going to get fired soon, so we don't care.
That's true. What happened to that guy?
He got fired.
That's right.
Yeah.
And now, when you're on the right side of morality and history, and those two subjects we are, so, we're going to win that battle.
We have pedophilia.
Yes. Thank you. Show me your feet. You should have took a picture of your feet, Nick, your gnarled 40-year-old feet. There you go. Check these out, dude.
Check out those calluses.
Then I'd be on the phone with that guy all the time.
Keep calling back.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I have time for that.
Come see the show.
I was going to say, you should have flashed him your cool balls. Yeah. Now, then he'd keep calling.
Yeah.
Then you got to start buying him Christmas gifts, and he's on the card list.
Yeah.
And...
He's coming to the Funny Bone to see you, getting a picture taken with him.
Or you keep calling your kid and say, is your dad around?
I want to see his feet.
Wife starts asking questions.
Like, I'm right here, dude.
Right.
Because it runs in the family.
I'm right here, dude.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Apparently, hundreds of sellers are offering false and stolen vaccine cards on Etsy, eBay, Facebook, and Twitter. They will charge you somewhere between $20 and $60. Discount on bundles of 3 or more. Laminated ones cost extra.
You can get them for free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get your vaccine.
Just go get a shot.
Get a vaccine.
Unless you're Minky.
I think there was a guy emailing us earlier. I want to correct ourselves here. We weren't telling Dr. Mina, we weren't telling people we don't care once we get vaccinated. We were just trying to say that we can only say so much. We say get vaccinated every damn day, all the time. But some people are not going to. And eventually, I'm not going to care about them. That's what I meant by that. And the guy kind of misconstrued that in the email.
Am I supposed to go into the bunker until everyone is vaccinated?
No.
And then I can come out?
That ain't going to work. Because people, we're saying get your vaccines. Please, especially when your time is up. Some places are a little further behind. I realize that we're not 50% even vaccinated in the country. Getting close.
Yeah, but if we get to the point where there's plenty of vaccines and everybody's gotten them, but there's still those holdouts.
And there's going to be. Because I saw a guy, I mentioned earlier, I saw a guy comment on a friend of mine from school back in the day. He goes, I'm not going to get the shot. And I'm thinking, oh, jeez. But I knew he was kind of dumb then, so it doesn't surprise me he's dumb so many years later. But a guy commented, and he goes, yeah, I'm not going to do it either, but they say you might need these to get into shows and travel sometime, and that's going to suck. Well, then, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then go get it. And you know what? And I think a lot of those people are going to end up being just all talk.
Oh, of course they are. Yeah. Of course they are.
You know?
Of course they are.
They're going to end up getting it.
Well, the biggest all-talker of all time went and got one. Trump.
Right first.
Exactly.
He was right at the front of the line.
Right.
I was giving Richard a hard time. Richard said he'd get one if he could get it on a military base.
What for?
I don't know. That's what I was like.
Were you guys high at the time?
He's not in the military. He's not in the military.
No, that's, one hiccup there. it's the same vaccine.
It's the same thing.
They don't have, the military's not stocking a different, they don't have the army version.
Well, they got the ones without the microchip.
I've just never understood why you think you're smarter than millions of people, doctors and health professionals standing in line, getting vaccines. Why do you think you're smarter than every line I see when I go to these vaccination places? I'm going to one tomorrow for my second shot. My son had his first shot the other day. That line was full of people, all walks of life, all shapes and sizes, all different colors, all getting the vaccine.
Yeah.
Why are you smarter than all of us?
Why is Richard hesitant?
Oh, man, that guy... I don't know. He's going to be an astronaut.
Man.
Yeah.
Tuskegee.
Now, I don't know. He doesn't trust a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Give 9.5 to Luke his number. And
give him a call. That's a good one. Yeah, Luke would be
just,
good.
Just have him, have him give him a call.
Right.
Yeah, because Luke is aware of Tuskegee, and I don't think the situations are similar here.
I don't think
I don't really think that had anything to do with it.
I'm familiar with some people that were, exact opposite of us politically, that were kind of running around for months. And two of them got the sick. Now, they made it, but they convinced the other one who didn't get sick, get the shot, because it's the worst feeling I've ever felt. And they were all deniers, by the way. No names, because you don't know them anyway. But the two that got sick told the person that hadn't gotten sick yet, you better get the shot, because this is, you don't want this. No. So all it takes the denier to get it, feel really horrible, luckily doesn't die, to tell somebody else. Mm-hmm. And now I know that person's getting it.
Yeah, well, at this point, I'm almost ready to advocate, ostracizing and making fun of people if you know somebody personally.
Right.
Just whatever it takes.
Well, that was it.
Shame them, ostracize them, do what you have to.
I saw that on the social media the other day,
I don't think that works either.
Well, at some point, it's going
to... I'll shame them.
If there's enough people.
Yeah. I saw that the other day, too. I saw some woman say on the social media, she goes, I understand we should probably get the vaccine, but if people don't want it, you shouldn't shame them. Nope.
There'll be time for
shaming. It's called herd immunity.
Yeah.
Did Luke get the shot where his toe used to be?
Oh, we should give that guy the phone number of Luke. He can look at his feet.
You know he's still got time to call.
You better do it.
Get a
quick,
shot
right?
in.
Yeah. Show me your feet. Oh, no, not that one.
Show me your other foot.
You don't know. That guy might be into it.
Yeah.
I'm just staring at the line.
I know, I am too.
Waiting.
I know, yeah.
He's probably getting worried. He's going to have to start mowing again soon.
Man, you're begging him now. You're begging him to call and take care of your mom.
It's pretty sleazy to do it now when there's, 3-4 minutes left?
I'll give you his number,
Luke. And a weekend.
I'll give you his number, Luke. Yeah, you can take it private.
That's not as funny. You got a quick one, Craig, or we should say goodbye?
Oh. Cincinnati police are on the hunt for some escaped monkeys. Several primates reportedly fled from a private owner and began nesting in the trees at a cemetery in the city. People actually saw it at night And at at first they thought it was something else, and then they looked and carefully, and in the middle of Cincinnati they said, "Holy cow, there's monkeys in the trees!"
And then
there's like five of them.
And then they were quiet and listened.
And witnesses.
Sorry, it's always funny. I don't care. That's how you know they're there.
Yeah. They saw at least five monkeys of different breeds overnight Wednesday night. Police are still looking for them, trying to figure out where the hell they are and to pick them up.
All right.
And I shame myself for laughing at that every time.
I'm glad you guys keep laughing at that, because that's going to continue.
I love it. Here we come.
I laugh, but I'm not proud.
I know, you shouldn't be.
I would walk 500 miles to hear that.
Shut up.
Go see the Manker and his buddies at the Looney Bin on Sunday. Guarantee you a good show. And if you do, walk up to Gary and tell him you listen to the show on T95, our favorite radio station in Wichita, because they got us on. Good rock station, too. Hang out for Meatball. Oh, hang out for Hardy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hardy's on here, right?
Yeah.
And hang out for...
Thumbs.
No.
I don't know.
Animal.
No.
The other guy.
Sparky.
That guy.
Yeah.
Sparky. There you go.
Yeah, hang up for Sparky, man. My brain is fried. All right. Send us pictures of your feet to at puss.
Now.
Right.
Now.
And your nudes.
And your nudes.
Send us your nudes, shot girls.
Have a great weekend and wear a mask. See you Monday.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.